Super pissed that you spent all that time writing an email and then like nobody opened? Let's fix that.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Oh, welcome back, my Inbox Besties, besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com and creator of the Email Marketing Fairy template set. Over 50 grab-and-go email marketing templates that you can use from everything from creating an 11-part sales funnel to doing your welcome series and actually grab-and-go weekly newsletters, which you can get your hot little hands on when you head on over to theemailmarketingfairy.com or just go ahead and click the cover art, guys. There's the link in the show notes. So, what is up, guys? I am super excited. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, what up? That's right. Your girl Kate finally got Inbox Besties on over up in Spotify. We're on Google Play now. Oh, I'm just so excited to be welcoming new people into our besties family. So today we are kicking it old school. We are getting very tactical and we're going to be talking about some email marketing stuff. And this is one of the questions that I get all the time. And that is, how can I actually get higher open rates on my emails? And we are going to talk about that and the secret that no one seems to ever tell you right after a word from our tool of the week. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers. And they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and talk about open rates. We'll talk about what they are, how do you know if yours is good, what do you do when you find out it stinks, and how do you want to make it better. Now, in the full Love Your List course, that is my signature course, which you can hop on over the waitlist over at loveyourlist.co, we have a whole masterclass all called the Open Rate Catapult. We go way more in depth into subject line formulas. We talk about your leads in there. We talk about this magical thing that we're going to talk about later on in this episode and how you can improve it way more in depth than I can fit in this podcast episode. So I just wanted to let you know, when you head on over to loveyourlist.co and get on the waitlist, not only are you going to be able to get in early and at a discount for a limited amount of time, but you're actually going to get one of the most popular lessons from the course, which is all about email copywriting, guys, but you get that the second day you're on the waitlist. So let's go ahead and talk about what exactly are open rates. So open rates are the amount of people who opened your email versus how many people you sent it to. So if your list is 100 people and you sent it to all 100, 10 people open, 10% open rate. If there's 1,000 people on your list, but you only sent it to 100 of those and 10 open, your open rate is 10%. So how do you know if your open rate that you have is good? Well, it's very, very, very subjective. Okay. So there's a couple of things. The first thing is industry. And I'm actually going to put a link in the show notes to a report that MailChimp came out with that talks about different industries that they saw and what were good open rates and what weren't good open rates, all that sort of stuff. But it's a lot lower than you think. Now, what do I personally shoot for? Obviously 30 or better, preferably 40. But if you're not seeing 40, don't get mad. The way that you want to know about good open rates is you need to think to yourself, like, who did I actually send this to? Is it very specific? So if I have an email that's specifically about open rates and I'm sending it specifically to people who have signed up for freebies about how to write better emails, and then like my whole list where I talk about like blogging and passive income, I know that the open rate on that email is going to be way higher than if I send it to my whole list. And that's something called segmentation, which you guessed it, we talk way more about that in Love Your List as well, which is why it's important that you're making sure that you're sending the right messages to the right people. That's actually going to affect your open rates, okay? Now, there is this deep, dark secret that no one actually really tells you about open rates, and that is all email service providers, your MailChimps, your ConvertKits, your Infusionsoft, your Entreports, your ActiveCampaigns have a very tough time in two situations telling if an email got opened. One, if you're a Gmail user and you've ever seen the little display images after you open someone's email and you don't, email service providers aren't sure if an email got opened. The way that they can actually track that is usually they'll have like a secret little image that we can't see. When you turn on display images, it'll ping back to ConvertKit or to Entreport like, hey, this email got opened. All right. So when people aren't putting that on, it can kind of mess with your open rates. The other thing, and this is something that a lot of email service providers, I know ConvertKit's been working on really hard. All email service providers, guys, have a very tough time registering when someone opens an email on mobile. I'm just going to let that sink in. Especially since 80 million% of people tend to open their emails on their cell phones. And now you're telling us that they can't actually measure it properly. I want you to actually take your open rates with a grain of salt in this way. So I don't want you to delude yourself and you're like, oh, well, if it's 1%, you know, I probably really have an 85% open rate. Like, don't be like that with yourself. But just realize there could be like a couple of percentage points you're off. So maybe it's like, okay, it's saying only 10, but I went into my analytics and I find that a lot of people are mobile users. So, you know, maybe it's a bit higher, maybe it's 12, maybe it's 15, that sort of thing. But don't like blow it way out of proportion. Just know that some email service providers, all of them, do have a tough time when it comes to emails getting opened on mobile. Okay. So now that you're like, okay, so I know that I'm getting around, say, 25% open rate. And you realize it's probably way better than industry standards because we've been following Inbox Besties and most industry standards are like 10% or less. How do you take it up a notch for yourself? And that's the way that I really think about that. Like, okay, so I'm at 25. Like, how can I get it, you know, more averaging around the 30? Well, this is where you want to focus on really that secret factor that I talked about. That one thing that will propel your open rates and nobody ever seems to tell you. And that is, you ready for this? Your name. What? I'm going to say it again. The biggest factor when it comes to getting your emails open is not your subject line. That's like number two. It is your name. Just think about you as a normal person. I know we're oddballs listening to a podcast about open rates while at the gym or doing the dishes. But if your mom sends you an email, and it's not like weird gifts that you don't hate, then you're going to open it. You don't care what her subject line is. If my best friend Mandy sends me an email, I'm going to open it because I see it's from Mandy. So our goal is for people to be like, hey, Kate sent this. I'm going to open it. Most people probably don't even pay attention to my subject lines because I put in all these other fail safes to make it. So when Kate Dosser shows up in your inbox, you open it. And that could be why you're actually listening to this episode right now. Then my fallback is actually spending time crafting these subject lines and that little preview text, which you guessed it, in Love Your List. We talk way more about that in the copywriting section. So how do you get your name synonymous with, I don't care what this is, I got to open it? The first step. And you're going to be like, say what? Ready for this? Be obsessed, not with your topic, not with your industry. Be disproportionately passionate about your audience. Yeah. Like, you need to be so obsessed with them that it is ridiculous. Like, I don't have to talk about email marketing ever again. Do I like email marketing? Yes. Am I curious about it? Yeah, I am. I think that it is completely enthralling. But I know that I am so obsessed with online business owners that tomorrow I could close up this brand and just be like, you know what? I want to sell motivational mugs. I want to be a VA. I want to graphic design. Not that I would because I'm bad at it. But once you are so passionate about your person, you really feel a little bit more like disattached. Like, oh, am I an expert about this thing? No, like I'm curious. I'm just reporting back. Like, this is what worked for me. This didn't work for me. Like, if you are passionate about stay-at-home moms, what topics around that are you curious about? Or which part of being a stay-at-home mom do you struggle with and you're getting better at? Or do people say, oh my goodness, like you always have such a nice home. Like, can you help me with that? That's fine. But you've got to be disproportionately passionate about your people and your problem, and especially your method, your offers, those can just change. Like, I can talk about list building and email marketing like 80 different ways. It doesn't have to be love your list. I can create like a group coaching program. I could do one-on-one. It does not matter the method or the vehicle I am using. It matters that I'm obsessed with my person and I'm at least curious about my topic. Okay. I'll get off my high horse about that. I could talk about it all day, every day. So be obsessed with your people. The other sort of factors, and there's really, I see three steps in this system, is you need to start things off on the right foot. So this itself is actually broken down into like four-ish parts. So the first thing is for, 80 to 90% of us, we put out some type of free to everyone content into the world. Now for you, this could be Facebook Live videos that you do every once in a while. Maybe it's Instagram stories that you're rocking it out on, podcast or blog post. I don't care. It is something free to everyone that somebody can read. It is free content, YouTube videos. And if you've been struggling with consistently putting that out, which for you might be once a month, it could be every single day if you're a crazy pants, you can actually go ahead and re-listen to episode number 26 of this podcast, where I tell you to steal my process for creating buckets full of value-soaked content like a champ. The link below that I have is actually going to send you over to Podbean, which is my podcasting host. So you can actually do it straight up for wherever you're listening to. If you're listening on Spotify, do a search for it. But it's steal my process for creating buckets of value-soaked content like a champ, episode number 26. There's a link in the show notes, okay? So you want to make sure that this content you're creating is value-soaked, is epic. You are showing your personality in it. That it's useful, guys. Now, useful for some people might be an escape from their boring lives, and they like those like things that are, you know, 80 different office gifts that you need to read. It can be useful in the fact that it's like, how can I use these chicken leftovers to make stuff that my kids will eat? Useful is a little bit subjective. The other way, of course, you can do this, if you're like, you know what, I am not pushing out free content. I am an ads person, my friend. Give me paid traffic every day. You want to make sure that the ad copy that you're putting out, particularly if you're on Facebook, if you're on Google Ads, even if you're doing promoted pins, is actually alluring. It is speaking to your person, their hopes, dreams, fears, and concerns. Now, I also have a podcast episode here, episode number 43, where I talk about how to slash your Facebook ads cost. You can go ahead and give a listen to that, boys, when you're done with this, if you are dipping your toe into paid promotion as well. So you want to make sure that those free for everything, that those ads that you're sending out really speaks to the person you're, well, disproportionately passionate about. The next layer of this, which is all going to help in making your name like synonymous with awesome, and like I have to open your stuff, is your freebie itself. Again, we talked about this in length. We've had previous podcast episodes about it. I actually have a freebie that serves and sells mini course, which is about to get a little bit more of a makeover, where I talk about this. KateDoster.com/freebies. If you want to get the old version of it, you need to make sure your freebie is different. You need to make sure that it actually solves a problem. You need to make sure that it's entertaining, that it can actually get people results. Like, I have a whole framework, the Spruce framework and the Sir Mix-a-Lot method, that you need to make sure your freebie actually goes through. When you create an amazing freebie, people are going to want to open that next email, because traditionally that freebie email, that first email, is the one that gets opens the most. Which, if I'm getting on my high horse, the other thing, and this is sort of the last layer of this starting stuff off on the right foot, if you are doing what's called a double opt-in. So that's where someone says they want to be on your list. They get an email, hey, click here, I'll send you this ebook. You need to stop using the default confirm email. Oh my God, especially on MailChimp. They're hideous on MailChimp. ConvertKits look kind of decent. You need to actually customize that text. You need to resell the fact that the freebie that you created is the answer to the problem that they were searching for. You need to be like, you know, there's one more step. Don't have like confirm your subscription, or I guess you're almost there as an okay subject line. You need to sell that click again. Like, you are one step away from getting five meals that you can feed your kids that have all the superfoods that we talked about in this article. Slap that button now so I can send it to you. And they're like, oh my goodness, I still want this. Slap. Okay, so spend some time on that confirmation email. You guessed it, love your list. We talk all about it as well in module 2, which is a ginormous module. Anywho, so after you've got all that stuff, you want to make sure the final step in really starting stuff off right on the great foot is having a welcome series. So that is a set of emails that people get after your freebie. If you actually have a challenge as your freebie, a mini course, or maybe you've actually already set up a funnel, a welcome series is still great to have after those things are over. I cannot tell you, especially people who have like their straight funnel, like it goes from like freebie to a product, and then it's just like radio silence because, well, they don't have step number two on point, as we're going to talk about in a second, and there's nothing there. So having an actual welcome series kick off maybe a couple of days or a week after that final offer to, you know, let people sort of regel is an amazing thing to have, which again, we've talked about in previous episodes and we go more in length at the course as well. So the last part really of starting things off on the right foot was that. So to recap, make sure you've got your epic content or your ads on point, and I have resources down below for that. Make sure you actually have unique freebie. Again, resources for that below. Make sure your confirmation email doesn't stink and actually have a welcome series in place to kick off after they get that freebie or after your funnel, your challenge, whatever you've got going on. The third part in all of this is to actually sit down and create a solid email marketing strategy. So we talk about this in module 4 of the course, but when it comes down to this email marketing strategy, you need to remember that your email is a part of your blog. It's a part of your business. I think everyone just sort of sees it as its own little rung, and that's not going to do anything for you. So you need to decide, am I going to rely solely on autoresponders? That's automated messages. And all you want to do is sit down and someone will get your welcome series, and then they'll get your, you know, starter series, and they'll get your more advanced series, and they'll get this series. Or do you want to utilize really live emails? So those are your weekly newsletters, or bi-weekly, however you want to do that. Now you can mix and match all of them, but it's important to know your particular style and how you want things to go, guys. And then you need to actually think to yourself, especially if you've decided, you know what, I don't want to have to set up all that automations, like, just it's too much, I just get anxiety and then I just don't do it, I want to stick with weekly newsletters or bi-weekly. You need to actually sit down at the beginning of the month or a couple months ahead and be like, okay, so for the month of November, I really want to prep people for my Black Friday sale. So I need to make sure that I'm creating two emails that I actually talk about, not just the sale, but what I'm talking about in the sale. That's where it comes to actually creating a solid email marketing strategy, guys. The last sort of thing here and how to make your name synonymous with awesome, and I don't care what your subject line is to make sure your emails themselves are useful. They are relevant. That's where segmenting comes in, which is super valuable. And that they're entertaining. Now, entertaining does not have to be that you tell a whole bunch of jokes. Maybe it's like an interesting stat or a story that you've had. Really think of like that edutainment. Like, do you really want to read a blog post that's written by a lifestyle blogger? Or do you want to read like e-how on how to do something? Chances are you don't want that e-how. You'd rather read it from a person because it's just more interesting. And one more thing I want to say about this. I want you to infuse your personality. So words that you use. So I, for example, you guys know that I love Courtney Foster Donahue. She's the one who teaches the Facebook ads course that I've taken, that I promote, that I absolutely love. She's a lot more fancier than I am. I'm more a Converse kind of person. And while she might have them, her brand is more like, you know, stilettos. And she calls her people fancy. If I ever sent you an email that said, hey, Francis, what's going on? All of you would do a double take and be like, No, that's not you. Don't try to be who you're not. And guys, soapbox moment. If you are not funny, do not try to be funny. Like, I know that sounds awful, but it's just something that you are. You either are or you're not. I'm sorry. You got to do what you've got to do. Don't try to morph your personality into something different when you're in email. That's why you are not writing your weekly newsletters. That is why you're not reaching out to your audience, because you have to put on this fake facade. Then you have to think about what to say. Then you have to think about, am I actually entitled to say this thing? It's a whole bunch of crap you don't need. Just be you talking about something you're curious about with people you love. So I know this was a lot longer of an episode, guys. And thank you for everyone who's responded and they've really liked our Double Dog Darius, which are now our one action tip that I give you every single Monday until the end of the year, and I think beyond, to actually improve your email list, your business, your mindset, or guys, of course, make that piggy bank need a new pair of pants because y'all made too many sales. So guys, a quick recap of this episode. When it comes to open rates, don't think like what's industry standard. Just think, how can I get mine a couple of percentages higher? And always remember that there is a little tech back end issues when it comes to actually calculating your open rates as well. You know that the number one factor when it comes to getting your emails open, guys, is really that send name. Make sure that your send name is synonymous with awesome. Make your emails relevant. Make them useful. Make them entertaining. Be obsessed with your people. Make sure your free content is on point. Make sure that your ads are great, your freebies are great. And of course, set up an email marketing strategy so your people feel well taken care of and not like super rando emails get sent to them. And have that welcome series, guys. That is it for this week. And I will see you on Monday with your next Double Dog Dare Ya.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.